Yeah, so what are your thoughts on analog computing and quantum computing and digital computing?
Yeah, so obviously the most recently I was speaking about, you know, analog systems and versus digital systems. So now what we know of now today, we use a digital system. So then a digital system within with zeros and ones. So how does zero and one work? Again, within with a transistor. And again, what they're doing now, again, it's the semiconductor. So the conductor, you have the insulator. So in between that, it's the semiconductor. And then what they use is the something called ion implantation. For those who deal with the extended cut, you know, they already know we've touched on that. So again, it's the ion implantation. And they use ion implantation now. So again, to force these, right now it's silicon, they force it to conduct by forcing essentially ions into it to force it to conduct. And that's your semiconductor. So now they have the transistor. And the transistor now, again, it's the, I think they have the base and then the emitter. And then they have, it's the entry point. So what it works is that a single voltage is required to get the bridge to drop down. And then the bridge, once the bridge is down, now it can store a charge, you see. So now that's basically, you have zeros and ones, you can have it on or off. That's the system that we're currently using right now. But again, so now quantum computing now is actually analog. It's actually analog. It's an analog system. That's what I've come to understand in my research. It's analog. So now analog system is where rather than have the zeros and ones, the circuitry itself, I'm still doing research. I want to get a book and I want to expand on the class for you in the future. So analog systems, again, it's the circuitry is wired to essentially compute itself. So for example, you obviously got the camera. The camera now is basically just a lens, right? A lens that captures light. That's all it is. So a camera, we could just be analog. We could have an analog system just for a camera. We don't really need digital for a camera, really. For a camera system, you know, really, we only need digital for storage. That's really what it is. That's my whole take on it.
Right. And we don't need digital storage based on what we've learned. Information is not directly to store it. We just need to have access to it later on. If it's distributable system.
Right. So again, it really, the camera itself, again, could be. So a lot of the phones, you know, systems, the camera, the microphone, all these different things could just be analog. So now with analog systems, now quantum computing is actually analog. But the example that they've given us was that, okay, we got the zeros and ones, and then the quantum computing was zeros and ones at the same time. But reality, the quantum computing is actually analog. And that's that's the misconception, you see. So really, rather than we're putting these particles in superposition, right? And then we're entangling them to basically get this type of analog system, you see. And that's really what it comes down to. And the brain is primarily analog too. And that's why it's so advanced. That's why it uses less energy. It runs on the power of a light bulb because analog systems. That's really what it comes down to.
Wow. That's profound. That's profound. Wow. So essentially what you're saying here is that we have to essentially go back to an analog perspective of this philosophical, in a way.
Right. Really, I feel like computing itself, we need to be taught analog. We shouldn't be taught digital. Is the limitation. We should be taught analog first. That's true nature computing. That's natural computing. That's the highest level. We need to be taught that first. But they teach you analog, digital. And then I feel like what's happening now in the school system, they teach you, and we've touched on this, we can elaborate. They give you the garbage, or they give you the minimum, and then they keep the high knowledge for themselves. And that's what it comes down to. So they're keeping the analog systems and high knowledge for themselves.
Wow, that's profound. So essentially, we have to go back to a fundamental understanding of nature.
Right.
Go back to how nature works, even at the fundamental level. Plants utilize computing, and they use quantum computing to convert the sun energy. So why is it so hard for us to replicate that model with our systems? We're a biological system, you know, we run by the same rules.
Right. And that's what it comes down to. I think another subject with Mr. Touchstone, again, solar power should really be all we need, you know, but they got the combustion engine, like all these different things, and one of the fossil fuels, we don't really need them. Solar power should be all we need, but we spoke about how it's not efficient, but they can't profit off all solar, all renewable, they can't profit. So it's all about profit.
Exactly. So profit would be the equivalent of a software. Profit would be of the gatekeeper. Right. It would be equivalent of a vertical system that prevents the distribution of disinformation and open access to everyone. You know, and then this makes me think about the blockchain. What, like how does blockchain technology relate to this?
Actually, that's actually a good topic. I want to ask you about the NFT. We can actually touch on that. That's actually a good topic. I'm glad you brought that up.
Mm-hmm.
So again, you know, with the blockchain now, again, we're storing information, and you know, we understand that, you know, it stays within the blockchain, and everybody's phone, everybody's device has this blockchain, and it can't be edited. But you need to edit one blockchain, and because it's constantly growing, you got to edit all of it. And you don't have the computer powerful enough to do it, you know. Rocking to the ancient rhythm, rocking to the ancient rhythm. Love is my religion, love is my addiction. African tradition, free your mind.